There's something within each and every one of us that knows we are going to die at some point in time. Yes, there's something also intuitively within each and every one of us that we know we are immortal and eternal. But at some point in time, we have to take a look at what really matters to us. If we're going to leave these bodies, if we leave this identity, what do we actually take with us and what really matters in this lifetime? So these were the hard questions that one of my clients was going through, really contemplating and going through what somebody might think as a midlife crisis. So we had been doing deep work. We've been diving deep into everything, but she was still struggling with some of these deeper questions. And so I want to share with you on this podcast today some of my own revelations that I've come to and these deep, deep questions that we all face at some point in time. And hopefully for you to have some distinctions and something to contemplate, to take into your life, for you to decide what really matters to you. Welcome to the Dr. Erin Show. May you live your truth. Hi there and welcome. I'm really honored to take this divine journey with you on the podcast each week. We dive deep into some coaching distinctions and contemplations that we're all going through. We also dive deep into a universal law lesson and some journaling and contemplation conversations for you as well, for you to live in alignment with universal law and really live your divine life. So welcome. I'm Dr. Erin, Dr. Divinity and founder of Spiritual Psychology School, the creator of E4 Trauma Method, Quantum Healing, and Quantum Manifesting. And we come here to come together to really just set our minds straight in righteousness for the week so that we can live on spiritual principle and truly live in accordance with who we are, which is truth. So one, I just like to begin with a spiritual mind treatment, taking a deep breath in for spiritual scientific prayer and to set the tone, knowing that as we expand our consciousness individually, we open up to the one divine mind. We open up to that pure consciousness of all intelligence, all the knowingness, all the opulence, and we literally evolve the species. I recognize we are here to clear the soul, to move past our past, and to come into new creation, the new thought, the new paradigm, expanding further and further into the one divine mind, the God essence, that part of us that is in the zero point field, in that field of all intelligence. And so I declare this day, this week, to be a beautiful gift for us to remember who we are and to live in accordance with our highest, highest divine life. I release this as together we say, and so it is, and so it is. So the question of, you know, what do we actually get to take with us from this lifetime? If we're not these bodies, and we now know that even our personalities are not us, they are the sum total of all the emotions of what we've created in lifetimes to be born into a particular personality in this lifetime. So when we leave this lifetime, we're not these bodies, we're not these identities that are individualized, and we're not our personalities. So then what are we? We're pure consciousness. If wherever our consciousness is, we take our consciousness with us. And so it's beautiful, and at the same time, it's very confronting, because how do I actually come to terms with that within my own soul? How do I make it matter in this lifetime? And these were questions I asked for many, many years. And I had to dive very deep and go into the pure channel that I am with my highest self. And I want to share with you the things that I came to, which might be different than what you come to. So after contemplating these things, what really mattered to me, I came up with three things that really mattered. Number one is the evolution of myself and the evolution of the collective, meaning that that was, you know, besides enjoying life, that was the most important thing for me, was to evolve consciousness, because we're here to grow as the masterclass, right? The second thing for me was the legacy of organizing truth, the ancient wisdoms and everything that have given me a life beyond anything I ever imagined. That was really important for me and is the driving force of my life, is to organize truth so that I could have found it easier in this lifetime, right? So imagine all the work we could do in this lifetime if we had all the tools early on. So number one is the evolution of consciousness. Number two is the legacy of organizing the ancient truths. And number three is our children. What matters in this lifetime is that we, you know, don't just leave our children with more trauma, right? That we heal our children and have them have access to truth. So for me, in that contemplation, what I was able to have peace with, knowing that I'm here in this lifetime, and yes, I enjoy times, and I also have moments of suffering in my humanhood. And for me, I had to come to this truth. I remember being in a place where I was contemplating, like, what's the point of life? I mean, I would have never taken my life by suicide, but I definitely was questioning life. And I remember very clearly, like, having weeks where I just barely even wanted to get out of bed. And meditating and never feeling like even the meditation wasn't enough, because it was so transient. It would come and go, the bliss, so fast. And I was so faced with these deep, deep questions. And the resolve for me was those answers, knowing what I was here to do and my mission here of evolving consciousness, organizing truth for other people to leave behind as my legacy. And number three, making sure that my son is healed and making sure that I'm leaving him and future generations with the access to truth. And so wherever you are in this for yourself and for this client, what we had to get to, and she's still going through some of this, is helping her be able to tap into her own truth, because we can have these beautiful conversations. But until you have met your true self and your higher self through the deep, deep, you know, work of going beyond the self, hypnotize yourself and being able to go into that pure channeling and meditation and be able to get those answers from yourself, it's never going to be totally complete for you. And that's what we do in the school. That's what I do with clients, is being able to go into that quantum field to be able to communicate with the spiritual aspect of who you are. So in that, today, we just want to go into the teachings so that you can go into this week with some powerful lessons. This week's spiritual principle is being able to live in alignment with allowing. Universal law this week is the law of allowing. And there's one universal law. It's a law of cause and effect. It's how we manifest and demonstrate in this life. But this law of this week is the law of allowing, which means basically the quote of this week is, stop trying to fix or control or change anyone. And so what that means is, this law is all about that life is a flow. It's a flow of energy, and that whatever we resist will actually persist the problem. So anywhere in life, if you're struggling, say, in your relationships, or say you're struggling even with your emotions, which has been a big challenge for me in my life, or you're being, you know, challenged with finances or your health, that no matter what is going on, we need to move past those things. Meaning sometimes, like, well, how can I flow when I don't feel good? Well, I was addicted to emotions, and I had to realize that I couldn't have my life stop when I didn't feel good. I had to either actively transcend it through breath work and stuff, or I had to just keep moving even though I didn't feel good. Right? So it may be health. Sometimes we have, you know, people come in with different things they're dealing with in this lifetime. Some clients will always be dealing with chronic illness. And sometimes it can get profoundly better. And sometimes they go through different times when they don't feel well, because it's part of their masterclass of this lifetime. And so they can overcome it. But sometimes part of overcoming it is allowing themselves to be okay with having it be what it is, not resisting it. So the art of allowing is really telling us that whatever we resist, it's going to persist. So we need to get in the flow of it, not resisting it, accepting it, and then asking ourselves, what do we want to create out of this? Even if I don't feel well, even if I'm having emotions, even if I'm having challenges in my relationship, even with that, I'm still a creator. No matter what you're dealing with, you still have the choice to create and innovate in any situation. Okay, so this week's journal and action is, make a list of everything that you're resisting in life, and then basically ask yourself, you know, if the universe and if life is working for me, how are these challenges developing me? Because that's what it's about. This world is about developing you. So we don't want the challenges to go away. until we've evolved and grown through that challenge. And that's the thing, is that God's source, your true self, is not going to give you what you want. It's going to give you what you need. So let's come together in a breath together. And just, I recognize this week is a powerful week, a divine week for the revelation of you. I recognize that you're an eternal, immortal, spiritual being, and you will transition from this form. You are eternal life. You are your children. You are your parents. You are all of it. That DNA that's been here has in you. You have been here since the beginning of time. And there is no such thing as time, space in the spiritual realm. So I know that what matters to you is even more important because there's a limitation of the experience in this form. So may you live every last drop of life. May you relish in what you're here to do and get it done. Have efficiency and leave your legacy and evolve the species. Heal thyself, know thyself, as together we say, and so it is. Okay, you guys, if you have gotten any value from this podcast and show, I would really appreciate it if you give a 5-star review. You can also put questions in the reviews so that I can answer that on the podcast. We will have interviews and I will be bringing people on the podcast. You can apply to be on the podcast. You can also, below here, you can get your links for all the journaling prompts and worksheets through the Manifesting Challenge. And you can also check out the school and get certified in all the work in E4, quantum healing and quantum manifesting, and understand how to really tap into your true self and channel your higher self. And in this, I'm just knowing the best week ever, you guys. Have a great one, and may you live your truth. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Erin Show. If you're ready to transform your life, discover your soul's purpose, and manifest your dreams, go to drerin.tv. Join me in my life-changing events, membership, or certification. If you're ready to become a certified coach and get trained in metaphysics of mind, manifestation, and the creative process, subconscious reprogramming, trauma recovery healing, spiritual psychology, universal law, and much more, go to drerin.tv. If you're receiving value from the show, I would love it if you would share it with a friend and give it a 5-star review. Have a beautiful day, and may you live your truth.